This episode of Social Media Secrets is for every person who has ever thought, "No one understands me." Sound familiar? Perfect. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, Rachel. I got to reshut my door because I don't know, something about like the humidity expanding or something. It makes my door always open and then I can hear people from across the house. But I'm really excited because we're going to be doing a reno in my home office. And by we, I mean my father-in-law and my husband. I'm not doing anything. I'm just casting the vision. Okay, so if you are listening to this episode, you've probably at some point felt like, no one understands me. And I'm going to share with you one of my stories of when I experienced that, what it looks like today. And not just that, but how to kind of find solutions. Okay, so I remember several years ago when I had the opportunity to speak at this amazing event called Funnel Hacking Live, hosted by ClickFunnels. And I was telling my family because I was so excited and I was like, I hope that they understand how exciting this is. I can't wait to share this, only to have blank stares across the board. No one understood. And I was just like, oh my gosh. That wasn't my first time feeling misunderstood in my business though. Several years before that, or at least a year before that, I got the opportunity to be on a podcast called Entrepreneur on Fire. It's now EO Fire by John Lee Dumas. And when I shared it with my family, no one understood. Right? So frustrating. So I remember as I started to build this business, there were a lot of people who were saying things like, just be realistic, remember 90% of businesses fail. And at first I was like really stressed because everywhere that I looked online, people were saying like, you have to cut out those toxic family members and toxic friend members. And yes, there's actually like a methodology of people, or rather a group of people who believe that you need to cut out people because they don't understand your goals or your dreams. And I was like, that's really intense if I'm being honest. Holy cow. If I'm really being honest, I think that it's a little bit borderline toxic, but I'm not even going to judge that. I'm just going to say it's a really interesting methodology that I feel like isn't the only way to cope with not feeling understood. And so I'm going to share with you guys what I did instead and how I kind of dealt with it. Now, I will say that as my business has grown, some family members understand it a little bit more. Some family members just clap and smile and nod, and that's totally fine. A lot of my family has gotten kind of entrepreneurial curious, and they've started to kind of learn, like, who is Gary Vaynerchuk when I spoke on a stage with him, and then they finally understood how exciting that was. But there's a lot of family that just nods and smiles, and you don't ever quite get the satisfaction of being able to celebrate. I have had family members who say, like, oh my gosh, the economy is going to crash. Do you want to hear what it is so that, you know, like you can have savings in place? And I'm like, abso-frickin-lutely not. That is a negative place and I'm not going to go there. Yes, we have savings in place, but I'm not going to allow your fear narrative to run my life. So cool. Only I don't say that. I just say, no, I'm really good. Thanks. Now, here's the thing. You become like the people that you spend the most time with. You've heard this before. Birds of a feather flock together. Show me your friends, I'll show you the future. You are the net worth of the five people closest to you. Now, here's the tough part. What if your spouse, your kids, your parents, your sister, and your best friend from childhood aren't entrepreneurial? What if they all work in $30,000 a year jobs? Does that mean you should instantly cut them all out? Holy cow, that's drastic. I don't think so. In fact, I believe that there are more powerful mechanisms for intentionally creating like an infrastructure of positive support of people who understand you, who understand your wins, who celebrate with you, so you don't feel like you have to dull down your shine. Now, I want to be clear about this because sometimes people will say, Rachel said not to cut toxic people out. Nope, not what I said at all. If someone is abusive or toxic, definitely get in some therapy and discover what a good plan would be. I'm not here to tell you you need to keep anyone in your life, but I'm just also presenting a different solution that you don't have to cut people out just because they don't understand you, your dreams, your aspirations, your success, your wins. Cool? Okay. So I am a huge believer that instead of cutting everyone out, one of the best things that you can do is to intentionally add in a network of support. So while I have friends who are not entrepreneurs, it can still sometimes feel a little lonely just because of that. But instead, I have an incredible group thread with several of my friends, and we root each other on every single day. We share our wins, we share our lows, we share the big things that no one else seems to understand. You have to have a network of people who are achieving big things, who are making big things happen. And so what I recommend is getting yourself into a network or a mastermind that is positive, that is encouraging, that is supportive, that celebrates your wins. This is absolutely the best thing that I did, and it allowed me to come to my family and friends without looking to them for encouragement or approval or celebration. Instead, it allows me to come to those relationships and serve and show up and not be looking for something else. Another huge coping thing for me, and yes, it's coping at times, is to celebrate my wins myself, cheer for myself, encourage myself. And I know that that sounds really self-centered. So if you're a narcissist and you're listening to this, please don't listen to that part. Just kidding. Narcissists don't know that they are. Okay. But we won't go down that rabbit hole today. So the thing is, you have to learn how to cheer for yourself. But one of the best ways to learn how to cheer for yourself, celebrate yourself, is to be surrounded by people who teach you what it looks like to honestly celebrate. And one of the best ways to do that is to join my program, The Social Click, for the most supportive community that celebrates your wins every single day. If that sounds like exactly what you need, head on over to Click for Life. That's CLIQUEFORLIFE.com. Fill out an application. And yes, I actually take those calls myself, at least at the time of recording this. I love to take those calls and see who is potentially a good fit for the Social Click. I'll catch you guys later. Bye for now.